Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 1? It's been a joy being with you. Very thankful. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now let me remind you, spiritual blessings are really the only blessings. Temporal blessings may be a blessing, may be a curse. I don't know. Spiritual blessings are eternal. And He has blessed every believer with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according, verse 4, as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. I'm going to stop right there. Chosen to be holy. That's what I've entitled this message. Chosen to be holy. Two questions. Do you feel holy? That's what I thought. Second question. If God chose you to be holy, are you holy? Yes, you are. According as He hath chosen us. Election. Who chose who? He chose us. That's easy enough to answer. I love when the Lord said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And our heart responds, "Yes, Lord." That's the way it is. When was this choice made? Before the foundation of the world. Why? Why did He choose us? To the praise of the glory of His grace. How? In Christ. According as He hath chosen us in Him. It wasn't some kind of arbitrary choice. I'm going to save this one. I'm going to damn this one. No, God's elect have always been in the Beloved. Now, how essential is it? I don't know how else to say this, but how essential is it to preach election? Well, you can't preach the gospel and not preach election. That's how essential it is. You see, election speaks of the character of God. It's God being God, and all of His attributes are displayed. His eternality, His immutability, His independence, His sovereignty, His holiness. God is displayed. His character is made known in the holy doctrine of election. Election speaks of the true character of man. He's so dead, he's so evil, that God must do everything in his salvation. You can't understand the atonement of Christ without understanding election. Christ wasn't making salvation possible. He was saving those He came to save. You can't understand the work of God, the Holy Spirit, without election. Him coming to chosen sinners and giving them life. Election is the great stripping doctrine that lets us know that we cannot be saved by our works. I love God's electing grace, don't you? Interestingly, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I'm going to use it anyway. Interestingly, the enemies of free grace say election is an enemy of holiness. It's the fountain of holiness. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Would you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 6? Verse 1. God is holy. And I don't believe there's a passage of Scripture in all the Word of God that makes this more plain than this passage of Scripture. Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Now that's very significant. Uzziah was a king greatly used of God. But the Scripture says when his heart was lifted up in him, he transgressed against the Lord his God. And you know what he did? He thought he could offer incense without a priest. Excuse me, that's what he was guilty of. He bypassed Christ. That's what he did. He thought he could come into God's presence on his own. And God turned him into a leper right there. And Isaiah said, when I saw that, I saw how unapproachable God was apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. I saw also the Lord sitting, not pacing back and forth, sitting, His work finished, sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And His train, the skirts of His garment, filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, living creatures that had no sin. Angels of God, living creatures. Each one had six wings, and with twain He covered His face. He could not look upon the holiness of God. With twain He covered His feet, ashamed of His walk. Well, how could He be ashamed? Because He knew that if God took His hand off of Him, He'd fall like that. The elect angels know that the only reason they didn't fall with the other angels is because they were elect. And with twain He did fly, ready to do God's bidding, and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy. Three times. Holy is the Father. Holy is the Son. Holy is the Spirit. Holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Now what is holiness? I believe that